Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. A lot happening today, huh?
Absolutely. It's a whirlwind of news. Everything from political investigations to international relations.
Let's start with Gilad Kariv's investigation. Being questioned under caution for leaking a classified document is a serious matter.
And his accusation that it's a politically motivated complaint from Knesset Speaker Ohana adds another layer to it. It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds, especially with him reportedly staying silent during most of the questioning.
Speaking of political maneuvering, the story about Netanyahu allegedly asking the former Shin Bet chief to disqualify Bennett's security clearance, wow.
Yeah, that's a bombshell. Bennett's response was strong too, framing it as Netanyahu trying to eliminate him politically. And the timing of Yoram Cohen revealing this, just as his name is being floated for a potential political comeback with Bennett, makes you think.
It does. It's almost like a political thriller. And then you have the president trying to calm things down, saying there's no deep state in Israel.
Right, and Minister Arbel echoing that sentiment, though acknowledging that officials can make mistakes. But then you have Levin practically accusing the attorney general of having personal connections within the Shin Bet. It's a lot of finger pointing.
And amidst all this, the Israel Prize controversy continues. The Hebrew University awarding Eva Illouz a Lifetime Achievement Award after the government's intervention. That's a bold move. Definitely a statement. It seems like a direct response to the Minister of Education's actions. And the accusations against President Herzog of extortion by Professor Yair, it's a messy situation.
I see. And then there's the ongoing situation in Gaza. Conflicting reports about humanitarian aid, the possibility of a truce, and Netanyahu denying any such deal. It's hard to keep up. Interesting. Plus the IDF statement about the Tel al-Sultan incident, acknowledging the deaths of Hamas operatives, but also launching a deeper investigation. It's a complex picture. You know, it's just a constant stream of developments. The heads of the Yesha Council calling for the closure of the Shin Bet's Jewish division, Smotrich's comments at the Yedioth Ahronoth conference, so much happening. Got it. And let's not forget the release of Yonatan Urish to house arrest, a small piece of news amidst the larger chaos. It is. And then there's the news of the targeted killing of the Hezbollah artillery commander, a significant development on a different front entirely. It's a reminder of the many challenges facing Israel. Absolutely. And what about those Trump-Netanyahu meetings? Talk about direct negotiations with Iran, removing tariffs, huge implications. Yes, and Trump's comments about Gaza being the most dangerous land in the world, certainly a strong statement. Whew, it's a lot to digest. Thanks for breaking it down with me. Anytime, it's important to stay informed in these turbulent times. That's for sure. Until next time, this has been Amit Sehgal Telegram. Goodbye, everyone.